5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I want to bring in Shannon Walker, and Shannon is a veterans advocate also with the Northwest Battle Buddies. And Shannon, I always appreciate you being here and standing up for the veterans. And one of the things that I wanted to speak with you about is the fact here on this Memorial Day weekend. Here was the headline from a couple of weeks ago. Troops with PTSD and TBI and other conditions were discharged for misconduct. Now, ultimately, what happened is they were trying to, it seems to me, like thin out the ranks there in the military. And so they ended up discharging some of these veterans because of quote unquote misconduct. But Shannon, as you know, that misconduct was a part of the ramifications of PTSD and TBI as well. What do these veterans do, or what can they do if they've been discharged for misconduct because of these quote-unquote signature wounds that happened in the field of battle?
Well, first of all, one of the things that is so that you hadn't mentioned yet is when they are discharged for misconduct because of diagnoses of PTSD or TBI, you know, and you're exactly right. If they're receiving that trauma during their service life, then it's part of the price that they are paying. Not only do they pay a price for our freedom for you know, serving our country, but then also as they get discharged, if there is misconduct, and I understand misconduct can't be allowed in our military. However, if it is in regards to PTSD or TBI because of trauma received during their service life, once they leave, they lose all their VA benefits because of the misconduct when they're let out of the military. And that's an extremely high price to continue to pay for the rest of their life, you know, for their service that they've done. And I think that the government needs to, in the military, they need to look at that and where those would be the circumstances, and they have received that diagnosis prior to the service members being discharged, they've got to make some kind of exceptions and provision to continue to serve our veterans after they have been discharged out of the military. And the veterans that, you know, in 5.5 years, we provide service dogs to combat veterans who have PTSD. And in the last 5.5 years, we've provided 45 service dogs to our American heroes in that amount of time. And in talking to them about the struggle after leaving the military, whether it's a Vietnam veteran, a Korean War veteran, or if it's a young 26-year-old now that served in Afghanistan or Iraq, Their continued service or their continued struggle after leaving the military is so real. Their lives are completely changed because of the symptoms that they're living with on a daily basis because of the trauma they received while they served. And us as free Americans have to not only understand PTSD and TBI and what those symptoms mean for their life and what they're going through, we need to understand PTSD, but we have to, as free Americans, find ways to give back and to help them in a significant way. And that's one thing that we do here at Northwest Battle Buddies, is we want to say thank you for your service in a very significant way by providing the gift of a service dog that is completely life-changing for the men and women we've done that for.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question, Shannon. Sticking with this story of the veterans who were discharged for misconduct because of the symptoms of PTSD and TBI that they suffered on the field of battle, What are those symptoms? What is it that, what actions that were they exhibiting that would cause them to be discharged for misconduct? Is it drinking? Is it, you know, being more rebellious? What are those symptoms that that these veterans were exhibiting that caused them to be discharged? I mean, generally speaking, I know each case is individual and different, but generally speaking.
Yeah, well, I know that self-medication is a huge one because, you know, that is a major symptom. Self-medicating, they're just trying to find a way to cope. You know, when they are diagnosed with PTSD, so many of the veterans that I work with, you know, they're taking prescribed drugs to medicate. Well, before they get out of the military, they're self-medicating. They are drinking, maybe getting DUIs, and then absolutely can be very volatile. They can be less patient. They can be impulsive. You know, they have impulse control, lack of impulse control. And, and there are different extremes, and everybody's story is different. And again, you know, I can only speak about the veterans that I've personally dealt with. However, you know, and their conducts and their symptoms and how extreme they are definitely vary based on the trauma that they receive. But again, especially with them receiving the diagnosis prior to being discharged from the military, I feel personally there's got to be something that the military can do and we can do as a society to step in and help bridge that gap, because them losing their VA benefits because of that is an extreme penalty to pay because of their service in battle.
Do you know, Shannon, is there any move within the military? And I've interviewed you several times before. Do you know if there is any movement within the military or within Congress to make that happen, to make sure that these veterans are diagnosed prior to being discharged? And I guess my question would be, and you watch this stuff a lot closer than I do, it would seem to me like this is common sense. So is there any move within the military or within Congress, any legislation that's happening right now that would ensure that these veterans are not discharged for misconduct and don't lose their benefits?
Yeah, there is. There have been recommendations in the Department of Defense, you know, urging it to address the inconsistencies in the policies that, you know, of the service members who have been diagnosed. However, you know, the Pentagon is not really agreeing with the recommendations that have been given and some of the inconsistencies. So, you know, they're having to, you know, they're working out that disagreement and trying to come up with something. The thing that is good is that this has come to light. The fact that, you know, 62% of the service members that have been discharged for misconduct have, you know, been diagnosed. It is brought to light, and, you know, they are working on it. But unfortunately, you know, so often the wheels of this kind of, studies and trying to get something done, sometimes it can be very, very slow. And it's what's really sad is all the people that have already benefited by it and have already lost their VA benefits. So not only do they need to do something to keep this from happening, but at the same time, maybe something retroactive would be a great idea to go back and serve the men and women who have already fallen under this stigma and have already had their benefits stripped from them.
Yeah, unfortunately, the wheels turn very slowly in Washington, D.C. Very quickly, Shannon, how can people get more information on Northwest Battle Buddies? What's your website?
NorthwestBattleBuddies.org. Our dogs are 100% free to our American heroes, and we are completely privately funded. They can also find us on Facebook.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big.